Hello and welcome to the PNL podcast. I'm Pierre and I have my co-host here in front of me, Elle. Hello, Elle.
Hello.
And today we are going to speak about the art of being comfortable with other people. How we can change ourselves and our behavior to someone more personal just because we know the other person so well. So I have noticed that for many years, and I have noticed this on myself but also on other people, that when you live for a long time and you know very well the other person, it can be with your family, with your siblings, or with your loved one and so on, you are different, your personality changes, and you will open more. You can even maybe do almost like some weird things just because you know that the other person won't judge you anymore, or at least they know you very well, and so you are just yourself. However, when you are at your workplace, going shopping, or with people you don't really know very well, or with friends but not friends for long enough, then you will be more like someone with more reserved, you know, you will be a little bit more reserved of what you can say and what you can't, and you will filter yourself a little bit more. Maybe not censor yourself, but you will filter yourself a bit more, like you will know until where you can go. But when you know so well someone, it's just, you know that there is no judgment. What do you think, Elle?
Well, I think that makes sense, you know. I think I've mentioned this before, like how a person has three faces. The first one you show in public. The second one where you show it to your family or to your loved ones. And the third one you never show it to people. And I think it's a Japanese saying or proverb, I'm not sure. But yeah, it makes sense because, you know, it takes trust, rapport, to be able to be natural and to be able to feel comfortable with another person. So it makes sense that in public, you when you go shopping or just at the mall, you feel like you have to act normal. You feel like you have to walk properly, like you have to do the normal things. I'm having air quotes here. Normal things society expects you to do.
So that's the first phase?
That's the first phase. You show it to people, you know? You don't share what you have in your head.
Mm.
You know, and then for the second phase, it's like this is what you show to your family and to your loved ones or to your really closest friends. It's like, you know, you tell them about things that you think of that are not socially acceptable, I would say. Like, wow, I really want to kick a dog. Let's just say that. I don't want to kick a dog, okay? Don't get me wrong here. Don't get it all twisted. It's just that, let's just say, you know, like, wow, I really want to kick a dog. And like your friends having the connection, the rapport, the comfort, you know, they having the comfort, having the knowledge of knowing that they would still accept you even though you're showing the second face. It's like, wow, that's really messed up. But no, they would tell.
Because they know when you are joking or not. They know, those people know yourself, so they know, oh yes, this is you, and at that time you are choking, you are, you know, like, they know, they get you, they understand you.
Yeah, it's like, or it could be like an intrusive thought, you know?
Mm.
It doesn't have to be like a joke, it's just like an intrusive thought, it's like,
right.
Yeah, like, I want to kick a dog, you know? I don't want to kick a dog, okay? Don't.
Yes.
Don't cut this and
maybe the example is not the best.
Yeah, but you know, it's like one of the messed up things you sometimes think about, you know?
Mm.
It's like, or really like thinking, oh wow, I have insurance and I just want a car to run me over, you know? It's like,
oh, wow.
Things like that, you know? Okay. Things like that that are messed up, but your friends is like, well, yeah, I understand, you're crazy, but that's not happening, you know?
Yes.
It's like they know intrusive thoughts versus when you're serious versus right. When you're just joking.
However,
you know?
If you say that to the cashier when you buy your bread,
yeah,
and the person will think, wow,
It's like
that one is crazy. But like, because the friends you are with them for long enough, they will just. Well, maybe even if they don't agree with you, they will kind of understand you.
Yeah, they will kind of see where you're getting at, but then they don't agree with you. And you know, it's like when you do that to a cashier on a Wendy's, it's like, you know, it's like, wow, I really want to kick a dog. And the cashier's like, I'm getting paid minimum wage. And sir, this is a Wendy's, you know. What are you doing? Yes. We're just selling fries and burgers and Coke. But, you know, that's it. We're not a kick. A dog kicking foundation, whatever it is, you know. So you know, it's like it doesn't make sense. That's the second phase. It shows your your family too. It's like to show your weakness. It's like to say, Mom, I don't like my course anymore. I think I want to switch to a course. You know how hard it is, and you know, in the end, those people where you show your second phase, it's like you believe that these people in the end would still like you, even for who you are, would still understand that, you know, you want to switch course because you didn't like it, then they would understand and say, okay, they would support you.
Even if they wouldn't do it, but because they are there to support you, the same for your best friends, you know, they are there during the good time and the bad time. I mean, when you have difficulties or when you want to share the joy of your life, they're always there to support you. And no matter if they maybe are not fully understanding you, why you want to change your career or your courses, like you are studying law, and for them, they love that subject, they would continue studying law. They will understand you. For you, maybe it's not for you, and they will help you to change. But obviously, with them, you can share, you know, your personal issues and what's not, you know, your feelings, even if your feelings are a bit hard to understand. You can just come to them and talk to them, and they will listen to you. Because they are part of your close friends or close circle, I would say.
It's like you show your second face to the support network that you have. And, you know, even though they might not understand all the time, you know, you have the confidence to explain the reason why, you know, and that's the beauty of it.
Yes.
And I think for the third face that you never ever show to people.
Why don't you ever show...
I think the third phase are just really like something really personal. Okay, I just had like an example in my head just now. It's like,
nice.
Let's say people stay anonymous online for things that are really messed up. It's because it's really messed up.
So wait, do you think people show their third face on the internet?
Sometimes they do, because you know, it's like an
outlet. It's hard to see the limit, because for you, in your brain, well, the internet is too young compared to us. We are on planet Earth as human for how long now?
Really long.
And the internet is so new.
Yeah.
And this is why probably the brain has difficulties to see the separation, especially when there's not... when your name is not there, you have some discussion board, like forums, where you can post messages or reply anonymous.
Yeah.
And it's like you are speaking to yourself, probably. And probably there, you show your third face. Because you say, it's like no one is writing because no one knows who I am. I mean, at least this is how... they think in their head.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I think it's much easier to show your third face to strangers, especially when they don't know your name, your face. It's because, you know, it's just, sometimes it's just not for everybody, including people who are your support system. Let's just say, this is just a mild one, okay? It's like, I don't know if it's a good example, but you know, you like, you get off by looking at feet pics, you know, like it turns you on looking at feet. It's like, you know, it's like,
Right.
So do you share that to your moms? Like, hey, mom, I really get off of like looking at women's feet, you know? It's like,
Your mom, although she's there always to help you and you show your second face to your mom, when you show your third face, maybe she will probably not judge you in a bad way, but in a way to help you, in a way to help you, to say, oh, I want to help you, kids, and I believe, well, you are not on the right path now.
Well, no shaming for those people who like feet, but you know, it's just, So you go online, go make an account somewhere where there's like a foot fetish community. I don't know, but you know, it's not shaming those people. It's just that, you know, it's just, are you looking for a support system that shares the same, you know, hobbies? Mm. I don't know if it's a hobby, but this shares the same interest as you.
Yeah, interest.
Yeah. So you do that anonymously, of course, but then actually,
it's something you don't share publicly. I believe it's the same for people who, I don't know, do those kind of research. They wouldn't share, I don't know, like research about, I don't know, about themselves, their body, or I don't know. Sometimes, they would look to, you say feet or, I don't know what it can be. Well, I don't have any example because I don't do that.
But
I know you said for you, Elle, you like Reddit, and on Reddit you have, sometimes you share with me some weird examples of people sharing their experience. And once you told me, I mean, maybe they would share that with their friends. At least I mean, in my case, I'm vegetarian, so I'm not even in that group. But you said that someone had to amputate his foot.
I took it
again,
home.
Again, it's about food. I don't know why. And so that person asked to the hospital to if he can get his foot back, like his dead foot.
Yeah.
And
because it's his property, technically.
And that person shared his food with his friends, like a barbecue,
like a barbecue. He invited a few friends, they cooked the food, and then they had
and
a taste.
For me, this is like
a third face kind of thing.
I mean, you wouldn't share this during your interview, a job interview, to say, oh, what do you like to do during your spare time? Or me, well, you know, share my body to, it's quite weird. But you would share it with anyone else on the internet, like with billions of users, probably, just because that person has a weird username. And yes, it's legal, probably, doing that. I don't know. I don't even know. Probably it was in the US.
It was, actually, I think.
Yeah. But to me, well, it's always about, there's a difference between ethic and illegal. For me, it's not really, I mean, at least I would never do that. First of all, I hope I will not have to lose a part of my body. And second, well, because I don't eat meat, I there's no chance. I mean, I can still give to people who eat meat, but no, it's beyond the way I think. I'm not that creative. It's like, wow. But it's an interesting fact how people can share those kind of things.
Well, I think it's because of how we are becoming more open today, you know? I think because of that is an old proverb or saying from Japan. It's like, it's really old. It's like, maybe they were referring to being an LGBT, you know? It's like, because you're not allowed to be gay or a lesbian before. So maybe they're like referring to something really mild compared to today's society, you know? It's because it's like a really old proverb. So you can't be gay before. And it's like, wow, my third face is like, I'm so gay. Yeah,
is why they, again, on the internet, they would go to a gay dating app And that will be fine because they know everybody else on that app is also like them. So they will be confident. But if they go on the street and they show to everybody, hey, I'm gay, and they know, okay, I live in a small town, like where people living there are quite old and conservative and quite Catholic, it wouldn't work. But on the internet, they can express who they are more freely.
Yeah, but yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, so yeah, this is really an old proverb. So in today's standard, that would be like, oh, you're an LGBT, whatever. You're like, yeah, go for it.
They
can
have the t-shirt, yeah. LGBT.
So, yeah, so I think
flag.
I think having a third face nowadays is like, you know, you can have an outlet of it.
Before it's like, more like yourself and
yeah, you can be more like yourself.
Like to where you belong to.
Yeah, because before it's like, okay, you like men and you're a man. Oh yeah, you're fucked, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to marry a woman, that's it.
And I believe sometimes it's because it's a hard decision. You don't want to lose your friends, but you know that if you share it to your friends, you think at least they will see you differently.
Oh yeah,
so
sure.
You will not share that part with your friends. And you will pretend you are someone else, and actually, no, you are maybe, not straight. And
yeah,
you know, and this is why also sometimes when you move abroad, it hasn't been the case for me, but I know for some people when they move abroad, finally they know I know no one here, no one knows me. Back home, I know so many people, especially depends what you do there back home. But if you live in a smaller city and you have many friends from university, college, from the job you do, you have to show the person you have shown since forever. And finally, you are abroad and you can be yourself and you can finally be the one you wanted to be because no one knows you. And it's a little bit also like showing half of your third face.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And, you know, it's like today it's widely acceptable now to be different. Like, you know, I think this is what I read from the internet, okay? So take it with a grain of salt. It's like, you know, how people are furries.
Mm-hmm.
Like, They wear like animal costumes and they act like animals. And then I think, I don't know what furries do, to be honest. It's like, you know, but it's widely acceptable nowadays. It's like they have a furry convention where everybody wears a butt plug of their tail, you know?
Oh.
They insert.
So where does it happen? I mean, do you know the name of this kind of, it's not a festival, but it's
a convention.
Community.
Mm. Yeah, it's like, you know, and they dress.
So everybody dress like
an animal.
A big costume.
Not
and a
pig,
cow.
More like a cat, like some sexy, you know?
Right.
Yeah, so
like those kind of cat costume you could see in Japan, for instance? Or it's
like,
different?
Like more like furry, like you have a face of a cat.
Mm.
You don't have like a cutesy face, like just a painting.
Yeah.
And then you wear like a cat costume, then your tail is just being held by your, you know, your sphincter. So it's, and then I think they engage in sexual activities as well.
Mm.
So it's like, you know, it's
like,
it's, I don't have a lot of understanding with regards to this because I just see this in the internet. I don't look it up.
They're
either.
A bit like,
don't get it all twisted.
No, I mean,
pardon?
they're open-minded in the sense of having, well, multiple partners or just, yeah.
Maybe we should look it up. Like, what is a furry? Like, you know.
You could have a look and I will continue to. So Elle will have a little break while having a look on the internet about the furry parade. In my case, I wanted to continue speaking about the third phase because we started about how we can be comfortable with someone we know very well. Part of our family, siblings, usually with the siblings, we are closer than our parents. But again, it depends. We are closer when it's a sibling with the same gender. Like, for you, Elle, I know you have a lot of sisters, and obviously, you show more your second face to your sisters rather than to your brother, because it makes sense. You can understand each other more, and then your parents, it's a little bit more. They, you know, they always understand you, but there's a little bit more of distance, I would say. You are not fully yourself. I mean, it depends, you know, you want to show a good example to your parents because you own them respect. And it depends, everybody has different parents, and I know the parents sometimes can be a little bit intimidating. Usually you would show more your second face to your siblings, especially like sisters, if you are a sister. For me, I don't have brothers, so I cannot really say too much, but it would be my brothers probably. Maybe with brothers it's a little bit different. I believe between sisters you are more about confessions and showing your second face and speaking about more intimate things than with brothers. And then obviously when you share your life with someone, you will at some point, I believe, like after, if you live with someone for 1 year together, you would become more like yourself, like you are when you are alone living by yourself.
Oh yeah, like farting multiple times a day.
That's funny. Yeah, that could happen too. Yeah. But you would become, I wasn't thinking about that, but you would just, if you like singing or dancing by yourself, then you would start doing it also when you have your partner living with you. It would be the same if you love shouting by yourself, you know. Some people, they speak to themselves. They are looking for something and they say, oh, where is this? Oh, yeah, oh, I see it. But they just say by themselves. I mean, they speak to themselves. And so they will start doing it also when their partner are with them. In my case, I don't really speak by myself, but I know some would do that, I believe. And it's because you feel more confident and you are more like, yeah, what's the point to not show myself to the person I share my life with? And that makes 100% sense. Because why to share a life if you are never yourself? I mean, why to share your life with someone else if you always show a facade of yourself? A facade?
A facade.
A facade, or thank you, L. So a facade of yourself, but not yourself. Then maybe with your flatmates, however, it depends. I believe, like in my case, I have been living with flatmates. I have a lot of experience living with flatmates, with a lot of different kind of flatmates too, like more serious ones and more party ones. And between boys, I was once in a bedroom. I was even sharing my bedroom with two other boys. So I was in a bunk bed, and usually I would say they show definitely the second face, because they don't care about, you know, folding their clothes, or they would eat in the bed before to go to the bed. They would even
go to the
bathroom without a underwear on themselves. They don't care. However, if there were girls in the dorm, I believe they would behave differently, more like the first face, at least because they don't know them that well. But with boys, it's just, oh, I don't care. Like, yeah, yeah. Interesting. Have you, could you have a look to the furry...
Why are we speaking about this? I'm so sorry.
It was about the second or third phase.
Yeah. So it's just like, you know, I don't understand this terminology. I'm sorry. This is like, English is like my third language. But I don't understand this terminology. But, you know, I'm too lazy to look it up. But basically, it's like they cosplay cartoon characters like Bugs Bunny. So it's like, or other things like, I don't know, Bambi, I don't know. So
Bambi.
Yeah, they have an interest in anthropomorphized animals. So those are animals who have been given human characteristics, like an ability to talk or an ability to walk. So yeah, like Bugs Bunny, Bambi probably not. But and yeah, they actually do engage in sexual activities as well. So, you know, it's like, that's a third phase kind of thing.
Third phase.
Yes, but...
And so they hide themselves into those costumes.
Yeah, but then they...
So it's like, I don't show who I am, really.
Yeah, but I think they know each other. Like, at some point, they would.
But would they, like, wear a costume of Mickey Mouse, even, or...
Yeah, they do.
Or Donald Duck?
Yeah, I think they do. And
but you said the character has to speak.
No, it's like it's just anthropomorph. Oh my god, I can't even say it. Anthropomorphized.
Fandom, meaning. Fandom. Yeah. I can see a fandom.
I don't understand those terminologies, but anyway, these are like a third phase.
So
kind
there's
of thing.
Even a Wikipedia page. Furry fandom. Is it this?
Yeah. It's like, not only cartoons, but, you know, animes have them too. It's like animals given human characteristics. And, like, yeah. See, it's like an underground comics movement.
So did it start in 1970, in the 70s?
Yeah, I think it did. I'm not, yeah, but according to the wiki.
In the USA?
Yeah, so.
Apparently.
Yeah, that's like
interesting. Yeah,
a third phase kind of thingy. But you know, now in modern times, it's widely acceptable to be who you are. You know, and apparently,
I see, yeah.
And apparently, being normal is boring. You know, like being straight is boring. And I'm like, yeah, you know, times change.
Yeah, definitely. People want more exciting challenges. I saw two challenges here.
It's more like an identity.
Identity, yes. They want to be
different.
They want to give
unique.
A different identity of themselves. And that's fine if they feel happier that way and if they don't do anything bad. But I don't know, I believe everybody. Yeah, the goal of the life is just to be happy. In my case, I think I don't need this kind of extreme activities. However, I believe it's important to show your second face to, well, it depends to who, but I know some people, they would never share the second face to anyone. And so they suffer because they cannot really share things to anyone because they believe no one understands them.
Yeah.
You see? Like, for you, I know, Elle, you share your second face to people. And you told me earlier with your siblings, I mean your sisters, for instance, and other people, perhaps. But imagine, you wouldn't be able to share your second face to no one and not sharing your personal anxiety or feelings or what you feel on the day. It would be sad to keep everything for yourself.
Yeah, it's basically having no outlet.
Yeah.
And being isolated for things that you want to say that are not really acceptable when you say it to strangers, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So there's no outlet, so you would feel isolated and alone.
Yeah. And thinking no one understands you. And this is why, for some, they need to go to a psychologist, I would say.
Yeah.
So they can share their feeling to a professional person who will just listen to you and perhaps helping you as well. And they know they have to keep, well, you know, medical secret. What's the term?
Confidentiality.
Yeah, you know, because they are like, it's part of the secret of medical, yeah.
Like confidentiality, you keep privacy and confidentiality.
So you'll be able to share more your second face to them when you don't have the choice. But I believe you should always, I know it's hard to find a really good friend if you only have friends, really someone you can rely and you know that person won't judge you, where you can share feelings.
Yeah. It's good to share feelings.
It's, yeah, I believe it's important. We are humans and we have different moods. And sometimes our mood is more, you know, we feel everything. And feelings are also very hard to explain with words. Like, it's so hard to put some words on some feelings we feel on the day. And sometimes that's why it's important to speak with someone who understands you quite well.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's easy to be misunderstood.
Yeah, so basically, you know, I think I've said it before from the previous podcast. It's like, humans are naturally social. So, you know, it's good it's okay to have plenty of friends, but it's good to have the kind of people that you know when things hit the fan, when shit hits the fan, they will still be there to clean up the mess for you, you know? They would help you.
I like the metaphor.
Oh yeah, I learned that online, actually. All the information I know is online.
So, speaking about, again, the first, second, and third phase, what you said, Elle, is originally the person who, I mean, like this kind of picture of our behaviors is from Japan?
I am not sure. You know what? Let's look it up now.
Oh, you should. So you can have a look now. And again, you will be the researcher of the day. And in my case, I wanted to speak about the second phase for kids. I mean, children. Because yeah. I believe children, kids, if you prefer, they show the second phase much easier than adults. Because when we grew up, we are told by our teachers at school, by our parents, by the education system, by the pressure from adults, that we should filter ourselves and we cannot share or say anything and we have to act like adults. So, you know, kids, they say whatever they wish, they don't care because no one told them they cannot say, oh, you are, I don't know, you are not nice, or you are ugly, or...
Yeah, somebody told me I'm ugly, and it was a kid. So basically, apparently they said kids speak the truth, so yeah. Yeah. You know what? Some kid said I'm ugly, you know? So it really hurts your ego when a kid says that to you. So... Wow, so I'm really ugly then.
Well, I mean, kids also have not... I believe it's not the best at judging either, because they don't really think too much before to say it. But also, they don't care. Sometimes they don't think about it. And I believe, well, no one is ugly anyway. Everybody's beautiful in their own way. And I think no one is ugly. I haven't seen any body. You know, they all have their own different features. And it's something very personal.
I should have said, like, that's your opinion, kid.
Yeah, it's your own opinion. You know, like, for me, maybe I don't like black or red couches. Because red couches, it reminds me, I don't know, a TV series I used to watch where I didn't like the red couch. The red couch in the living room, and so I would say, oh, red couches are ugly. But why? Maybe some people love red or dark or blue couches in their, you know, in their apartments. So it's very personal. And yes, however, I still believe kids, even me, when I was a kid, well, you don't really think about what to say. And you know, you would burp and you say, oh, you would just laugh at yourself. You would have a stain on your shirt. You don't care. You would yawn. You wouldn't care about putting your hand in front of your mouth. And you would, say things later you wouldn't say anymore because you believe, oh no, actually it's not nice saying that, or it's not right saying that. But when you are a kid, saying, oh, you are fat, oh, you are too short, or, oh, you are so slow, or, oh, you have a small head, or and so on. Well, when you are a kid, you believe it's funny to say that. And actually, when you are adult, you believe, no. You know, you gain in maturity. So it's a little bit of showing your second face, but not really. It's also about maturity.
Yeah.
And it's just because when you are a kid, you discover the life and you don't have enough experience for judging. And probably this is why the kid just thought it was funny to say, oh, you are ugly. And maybe that kid says the same to his mom.
You know what the funny thing is? I was just thinking about it. It's like, for him, it probably was the funniest shit ever. And
just funny.
He will forget about it in one year. He will forget about it. But for
even
me,
maybe now he already forgot.
Yes. And for me, like, he created a negative core memory and probably will stay with me for the rest of my life. So, you know, like, yeah.
You have to know from who you receive the criticism. It's not even a it's more like, it's not even a feedback. I don't know what it is.
Kind of sounds like a feedback to me, you know? Like, from what I see, you're ugly. Yeah. Thanks. Well, I didn't ask for feedback, but thank you.
Because for the background, Elle is working in childcare.
I work
this
in a childcare.
This is why you have a lot of interaction with kids.
Yes.
But what do you think about the second phase for kids? How do they behave differently than adults?
I think they just do whatever, you know? I think they do... They do what they want to do.
Yes.
Although they can't always do that. But, you know, they do what they want to do in their own scale. You know, it's like, I want to wear my scarf even though it's not really... Hmm. You know, it's not something you need right now, or it's not really... It's something that doesn't help you right now, but you know, they want to do it, then okay, fine, do it, you know? It's basically that, so. Yeah.
It's funny, it reminds me when I was at my first and second year of primary school, so when I was 6 and 7, at some point, I don't remember now why, I wanted to wear my jacket the whole time during the class. It was obviously indoor, and I didn't, so it was winter, I mean, I'm from a colder country than Australia, and so you need your jacket to go to school, but inside of the class, we have heaters, and it's very warm, and I wanted to keep my jacket, I didn't want to leave it, and one day, the teacher forces me to remove my jacket, and I was really mad. And after the teacher apparently says to my mom, wow, like Pierre, he was really, well, angry at me. And yeah, I was really, I was crying and no, it's me, it's my body, it's my jacket, don't remove my jacket. I want to live on me. And I think the teacher was not really diplomat. It wasn't like a Montessori school or so on, and the teacher was maybe probably a little bit not tough, but just, well, you are indoor, you have to remove your jacket, and yeah, you know, you don't do any harm to keep your jacket on you, but after that the teacher just, you know, didn't care anymore if I had my jacket on me or not. But for me, I don't even remember why. I think it was just...
100% you thought it was cool.
I didn't want to forget or to have my jacket stolen. And
6 year old, imagine 6 year old stealing jackets.
No, but I believe it's more about feeling stressed at school. It was at the beginning of the year. And having my jacket was making me more comfortable. I felt more protected with my jacket on me. And I believe I probably show my second face when the teacher was trying to remove my jacket, because I was crying and shouting, and I was very angry. And normally I wouldn't have behaved that way, and I just don't understand why the teacher forced me. Again, when you use with the usage of hands, well, you know, especially for kids, they don't like when you have to tell them gently, but if you force them to do something they don't want to, they will be against it. Like, the kid doesn't want to, the kid holds something in their hand, and you try to remove what the kid holds, and you try to force the kid to remove it from its hand. The kid will do everything against you, you know, because the kid just want to hold, I don't know, whatever the kid has, maybe a stone in his or her hand, and if you try to remove it, they will just do whatever they can. Doesn't matter if it's not part of themselves or not, they will just show their, you know, reptile face, maybe the second face.
Yeah, well, I think for this type of things, especially when you have no emotional control or no concept of what is socially acceptable or what you can say to other people, it seems like kids should be exempted from having the three faces, because, you know, they just do whatever they want.
And anyway, it's proven that in the kid's brain, until 7, normally, they are not mature in their brain. So what they say or what they do, they don't really see the limit, and they don't really see it's hard for them to see what's right, what's not right at some point. Sometimes they do things they wouldn't do. Like in my case, when I was a kid, I had a dog and a cat.
You give them chocolate.
I would give the cat food to my dog, and the dog was a bit overweight and didn't need to eat anymore. But my dog was was really into my cat's food. And so I was, when we were about to leave the house, I was just giving more food to the dog because I thought it was funny. And no, it wasn't. Yeah. But when you are a kid, it's hard to see the consequences. Oh, the dog is a little bit overweight, I shouldn't give food. No, it's hard. It's because your brain is not, you know, you don't have, well, it's a little bit harder to see what's not right or not. You just think it's funny.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you have concept of what is right and what is wrong. But maybe the cause and effect is what you don't have harder, a concept of.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's some...
It's the same, you know. Like sometimes to your mom, you'd maybe
pull their shirt off?
Pull their shirt off, even if it's a really nice shirt, and your mom would say, oh no, don't do this, because my shirt, you know, I don't want you to...
To ruin the shirt.
And you just think it's funny, and that's it, and you wouldn't think why it's not right to do that.
Yes. Everything for kids is by impulse. It's like, you know, when you... Yeah, they're basically toddlers, you know? They're basically suicidal maniacs. Like, they want to climb everywhere.
Oh, yes.
And, you know, and they...
It's hard to say, to see for them that it can be very dangerous.
Yes. And they cry when you know, you prevent them from committing suicide, you know? And they cry, it's like,
aah! Obviously for them it's not suicide, it's just climbing, and they think it's funny. And it is, actually, because, well, I believe it's human sense. We love climbing, and we like to do this kind of experience.
Yeah.
And it's harder as a kid to see the danger.
Yeah, because they have zero concept of cause and effect and everything else. So yeah, I think kids should be an exception.
Yes.
Because, you know, but yeah.
So could you have, you finish your research?
Actually, it was. I was right. It was a Japanese proverb. Like,
amazing.
You know, Wait, let me have a look. I think I had it all backwards, or I could be, I did it right, but it says here that the first face, yeah, you show to the world. The second face you show to your close friends and your family, and the third face you never show to anyone. I think this is like a really old proverb, because, you know, it's like being LGBT, liking foot.
For you, is it second face or third face? How do you know the limit of the second and the third face? First face is easy. The first face is like the public face of yourself and how you want people to see yourself. Second face, so the first is just, you know, the more basic one, the one you show when you are on the street. Obviously, you have some, well, sometimes in the street you see also some people, weird, let's say weird people who show more or less their second or even third face, you know, like the ones, but I believe they are a little bit more, they see the world a little bit differently. But usually in the street or in the public, you will always show the first face. Then to your friends, maybe closer friends, you would start to show your second face more and more. But then the third face is like the things normally you wouldn't share to anyone.
Yeah. Like, let's say, you know, you catch up with your friends. You say, oh, what did you do this weekend? And you thought about what you did this weekend. And, oh, on Saturday, I attended a furry convention. And then after that, we had some sexual things done after the convention.
That's the third phase for you?
Yes. No, what I meant is like, when you think about what you did in a weekend, and let's just say those third phases that you did on the weekend, are you really comfortable to share it during brunch?
I know,
and
yes.
Say, oh yeah, at 9 a.m. on Saturday, I dressed up as Bugs Bunny, put some tail on my bum, and then engage in sexual activities with other furry friends. And then I bought some feet pics online during the night, drank myself to death, and then repeat the next Sunday. You know, I do this on a weekend, basically. You know, it's like,
yes,
you don't do that.
No.
Unless it's like really close friends, probably who's also the same as you.
Yes.
Buying pics online and you exchange them.
Obviously, they are similar or part of the same community as you, you would. But otherwise, you wouldn't. Because you know that there will be a certain resistance. Because for us, it's hard to understand what's not like us. Like, usually, we understand things like we do, but it's hard for us to understand something completely different. So then we'll have a resistance and thinking it's weird because we are not used to see that.
Yeah, and you know.
But you know, it's the same. For the first phase, like with your colleagues at the coffee machine, when you ask, oh, how was your weekend? You would just say the basic things you can say. Oh, I went on the beach, I had a nice dinner, but you wouldn't say, oh, I had intercourse with my loved one, or because that's too personal.
Yeah.
Again, you don't share the intimacy.
Intimacy, you know?
Intimacy, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes, of course, you share a third face to other people, especially to your other half, or to people that you love, but then, you know, some things are just never meant to be shared for people which you show your first face to. It's like, you know, it's like, okay, I forgot the term in English. I'm sorry. But,
can you say a different word?
How do you say it? It's like, like when you have something in the butt, you know, and you put some cream in that thing.
Oh,
like
is it a disease?
Not a disease. Yeah, like it's in our country, it's called alboranas. I forgot the term in English. And then you put some cream in it to heal it. It's like, you know, maybe your partner can help you, but then during coffee time, it's like, hey, what you do this weekend? Oh, put some cream in the butt. You know, like, you don't do that.
Yes, no, you don't.
Yeah. So
no. So basically, but however, if you broke a leg, you would say, oh, I broke my leg, I had to go to the hospital, because that's
less intimate. Something people can see.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. So describe, imagine this in, like, I don't know, like an introduction in your first job in this IT company, and you say, okay, tell three things about you.
Oh, what you said.
I am Belgian. I speak three languages, and I have a third nipple. Oh, imagine that. Yes.
Oh, third nipple. It reminds me James Bond.
It reminds me of Friends, James actually. Bond. Chandler has a third nipple.
Chandler?
Yeah. Anyway, we're digressing so much here.
Who's Chandler?
Chandler, the one who's gonna marry Monica? He has a third nipple.
Wait, do you mean in Friends?
Yeah, Friends.
Bam, oh, bam, but bam. It's fake.
Yeah, of course it's fake, but it's just in the story.
Okay, it's not your friend, it's from Friends, the TV show. Yeah.
Yeah. For context, the James Bond film is The Man with the Golden Gun. Like, he has a third nipple, per se.
It's a good one.
Yeah. We didn't finish it yet, but we will soon. Anyway.
So, do you have anything else to add about the three faces and how we can become more and more comfortable with people you share your life with, or with siblings, or with different kind of best friends, and yes.
I think the second and third face, there's a bit, it's becoming some sort of like a thin line, because, you know, it's like basically in the modern society, you're free. So
nowadays, do you mean people share at least more the second face?
Yes.
And maybe even the third face? Yes. With the furry...
Or being LGBT or other things, festival. You know?
Yeah.
And, but there are just some things that you cannot share to others. That's what they say.
But even the furry fandom, Animal Interest Character Festival, is still something, even nowadays, in 2022... It's something, it started in the 70s, but nearly 50 years later, or I would say it's 50 years later, it's still something a little bit kind of taboo, because it's quite extreme for some. It's not that taboo, but with your grandparents, at least, I believe you don't really share that.
Yeah.
Or even with your boss. I mean, it depends what kind of boss you have, obviously.
But you know what? There are other wild things, like your grandma probably used to do.
Oh,
you
man, know? Yes.
Like swingers, you know? Do you know what swinging is?
Yes.
Like swingers, like I'm going to hang an upside down pineapple so that other swingers could see that I'm also a swinger. Let's exchange wives and husbands. You know, it's like so normal. Yeah,
maybe your grandparents... used to do that, but then they wouldn't share that with their grandkids.
No.
And so they would say to the grandkids, oh, what is this? Even if they know.
What is this pineapple?
They would deny over time.
Yeah. Why do you own this ceramic pineapple, grandma? I just, you know, hang it upside down on the porch. When, you know, when it's a certain time of the month and it's for good luck, you know? Don't touch that, you know? So yeah, it's you know, it's the cycle. It's one thing and another thing, you know? Time flows.
Yes.
Things happen. Things sprung up. Other things might sprung up in the coming years, you know? So,
indeed. Yeah, especially nowadays with the technology and with the internet, we see like there are new apps coming on, even, I mean, although it's an app for everybody, but even TikTok, for instance, people, you know, like strangers will dance with just a bra, and, I mean, you know, like girls would dance with not a lot of clothes on themselves, and it's normal almost now. Like, they would just dance in a sexy manner.
Excuse me.
And it's kind of normal, and people say, oh yeah, that's normal. Well, yeah, it's funny how it changes. Like,
yeah.
Is it normal? I don't know. Again, normal is what we are used to.
Anyways, nowadays with the technology, it's like there's zero privacy. I don't know, like Siri can be listening to us right now. Like, wow.
Well, it's a podcast, so it's more than Siri.
Yeah.
This is being recorded. And
being recorded, like this is an evidence of how my search, my internet search history is, you know, like furry porns and, you know, feet pics. But don't get it all twisted. I'm not that kind of person.
For the information, yeah, that's what I was about to say. You always give this as an example and feed stuff and so on. But I have never seen Elle, when we prepared this podcast, being obsessed on this. Don't worry, Elle, I believe you're just the average.
Or do you? You never really know the person, Pierre.
Well, yes, that's right. This is why we are speaking about how confident we can become and the different faces. Yeah, actually, I don't know you, but...
Anyways. I'm denying it.
So, do you have anything else to add or to confess, Elle?
My confession is I still haven't remembered the medical term for the ones in the butt. That's all.
Okay, would you like to have a look now? When I say goodbye.
Okay, I can have a look for one last time. It's going to bother me for the rest of the day.
Yeah,
it's going to ruin my day.
You are thinking about it, and I believe you want to find the correct word. Sometimes...
Hemorrhoids!
Oh, right.
Hemorrhoids, anyway.
Oh, yeah, cool. That's nice. You know, it's funny because...
It's not.
Earlier, yeah, no, that's not funny, but earlier I was thinking also about people using Viagra's, Viagra. Yeah. Well, they wouldn't go to a store, I mean, maybe some would, but nowadays, because we feel more anonymous on the internet, we would buy it on the internet if we need it.
Oh, and I thought it was prescription kind of... drugs.
Oh, is it?
It's a prescription drugs.
Mm.
Because if you have heart problems and you take Cialis, Viagra, Sildenafil, the generic term is Sildenafil, well, it's not good for you. You must speak with a doctor.
But maybe you wouldn't go to your family pharmacist. Like, you'd go to a different pharmacist.
Yeah.
Not to the pharmacist who knows your whole family. I mean... you want to be a little bit more anonymous and you would change to a different pharmacy to have a different pharmacist. So, although, you know, it's just a pharmacist, but some maybe would, you know, you would have the feeling they would judge you. And it's nothing about the second phase or the first phase, but still it's a little bit more personal.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, that's the end, I believe.
That's the end.
So, goodbye, and by the way, Elle, on this podcast, I was thinking of, do you think, what kind of face are you showing?
To now?
Yes. Is it the first face or the second face? Just to know.
The second face, for
That's
sure.
That's the second face. That's because interesting. I'm... So, you speak with the second face to people you don't know, but again, it's because... It's over a podcast.
It's
like a proxy. A proxy, kind of. But when you see someone face to face, when you speak to, I don't know, the cashier you mentioned earlier, you wouldn't share that. First of all, because they don't have time. They don't care about it. And here, it's just people who wish to listen about it. They can, and they can drop off when they wish as well.
Yes. Don't force upon, you know, force upon narrative to people who don't want to hear it. If you don't want to hear about hemorrhoid creams and stuff like that, then don't listen. Yes.
You are absolutely free to now our discussion and to listen a different episode of our podcast, because we have plenty of different episodes and even seasons. And that's it for today.
Nice segue for an advertisement.
Yes, it's important as well. Goodbye.
Goodbye.